Saturday cleaning with my mother and Erica Badu in the family room. You would have thought the notes were floating while they were holding our feet in place, then moving them with rhythm to the next. That Erica's voice forced our eyes closed, ears open, so wide knowledge, so infinite, could spill through the gates of consciousness and force our bodies to move. See, our DNA says that when you hear music, real music, you can't do nothing but smile, tilt your head side to side, and forget that the beat is simply a sound. To us, music means liberation. We feel it slide across our skin, smooth like lotion. We feel it protect us from the pain and guarantee pleasure. Music is our pulse. You would have thought Erica was in the room moving us together in a rhythm only we understand, because when you hear real music, the bag lady drops her bags, Tyrone's friend realizes his wrongs, then the beautiful and natural happens. A black woman is permitted complete control. Her voice becomes the air we breathe, her thoughts nourishing each rim shot, spiraling us deeper, then deeper into a realm so pure her thoughts are given forms. And for a moment, we forget about the dark past. We remember we are still here. Our culture survives and thrives. It is branded on our hearts in bold script, and she is our sage. You would have thought Erica Badu was the room, the floor, the air, the furniture, the light, the shadows, because she was. As she entered the room through the two boxes positioned to allow her to surround us, Erica Badu became everything near me. Her voice was the catalyst, as my mother taught me what it means to allow our music to control everything we do. And most importantly, that good music, I mean real music, would not only save my life, but become it.